This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Looking for information online's pretty much become second nature to most of us. But all this easily available information provides a challenge for companies and service providers. It's often tough for them to break through the clutter and get your attention. And that's where search engine optimization comes in as a way to gain recognition by search engines such as Google, Bing, and Yahoo. Joining us to discuss how marketers use content and optimization techniques to increase their presence on internet searches are Stone Temple Consulting founder and CEO and co-author of The Art of SEO, Eric Inga, and Consumer Clarity CEO and founder and VP of Strategic Alignment for AMA Cincinnati, Dennis Devlin. You can join us 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. Eric and Dennis, thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Oh, yeah, thanks for having us. I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you, Mark.
Eric? That was Eric that said that first thing right there, in case you want to recognize the voice.
and Eric, we want you to tell us, when we talk about search engine optimization, what exactly are we talking about? What is this?
Well, you know, the interesting thing is that when you go to Google and you type a search query in, maybe the query is a desk chair, and you get some things, and there are a few ads up top, and you could recognize them because there's a little thing that says ad on it. But below that, there's some listings that don't say ad on it. And most people assume that the order of those things, which are not ads, is based on some very carefully thought through editorial process that said, this is the best result for desk chairs. I'm going to show that number one. And here's the second best result. I'll show that number two. But that's actually not how it works. There are algorithms that search engines use rather than having people do this work. And so there are computer algorithms that try to figure out what the best thing is for number one result and what's the best thing for the number two result. But those algorithms need some help. They're not perfect, and if you do the right things, your chances on those algorithms deciding that you show up first go up. So search engine optimization could be loosely described as the practice of making your site to be more likely to get selected to rank in high positions in the search results for search terms which relate to what you do.
Is that why, Eric, sometimes you'll see these results come back where it looks like they've thrown every possible word but the kitchen sink into it? Is that what they're trying to do here, is use so many different word combinations that somebody's going to type it in somewhere?
So, that does happen. You're really referring to a scenario which we're really getting into people kind of spending more time worrying about the search engine than the users that are going to come to their site, right? And you're right. Sometimes people throw lots of different words into the page, hoping to rank for any number of different versions of search queries. But they often end up creating a page which is kind of crappy from a user experience point of view.
You're talking about the algorithms that are used by the search engines themselves. Have they been evolving over the years and changing to deal with?
Yes. Yes, they have. Mark, we're taking you now is there's this whole ecosystem, which we could call the world of search, where hundreds of billions of dollars are at stake across, looking across many, many different industries. So there is so much money involved in ranking high on popular search terms that, unfortunately, what's been going on since search engines became popular is that people have been engaging in what we call spam. They've been engaging in activities which are designed to cause them to rank for search terms, which they really don't deserve to rank for. So they may have a poor quality website or page, and they may be manipulative or even bad to users. So these spammers have been trying to game the search engine algorithms all the way since the 1990s. And so what's gone on for a long time is that the search engines have continually improved their algorithm to make it harder for those spammers to succeed. And the search engines, by the way, are in aggregate are winning the battle, albeit there's certainly a number of people still engaging in spam out there and having modest degrees of success. But yes, there have been many, many search engine algorithm changes over the past almost 20 years.
But as they're improving, is it getting tougher for legitimate marketers to get their message out through all this?
Well, I mean, there's a couple of reasons why life is getting tougher for legitimate marketers. I mean, let's say you search on, replacement windows. Just pick that term at random. You might expect that a company, Anderson Windows or Windows by Anderson, I forget what it's called, should rank fairly high, and they probably. So I'm not so worried about the major brand marketers from doing well, because the search engine algorithms are designed to try and figure out, who the most popular and at some level arguably the best responses to queries are. So if you're a major brand really well known for something like, in this case, replacement windows, you're probably still going to show up pretty high. So that legitimate marketer I'm not so worried about. But if you're a smaller player, it can be more difficult today to succeed in search than it would have been a decade ago.
Dennis, from your perspective, how important is it for marketers to learn these? Because you can hire companies that can do this, but how important is it for marketers to understand this?
Right. Well, smaller businesses in particular pretty much have to buy into the expertise. They have to hire people like Eric's company in order to be able to compete, sort of in an online world. If you don't, if you can't be accessed in terms of your website with these online searches, you might as well be invisible. You're basically not present for anyone to learn more about your business, learn about the products and services that you're trying to market. So it is critical that you understand SEO and that you have worked on what's referred to as keyword keywords in terms of the back end of your website development in order to be able to be ranked as highly as what Eric is referring to. And it takes a lot of work. And these different search engines are making changes to these algorithms pretty regularly. So just when you feel like you might have figured out how to be really effective in SEO, it seems like that you have to learn all over again.
Yeah, and there's another reason that I'll add as to why you need to be knowledgeable about SEO, even as a small business, which could be very challenging, by the way, because a small business, they might be lucky to find an hour a week to think about something like this because they're doing so many other things to run their business. But if you are bringing in outside SEO help, unfortunately, there are people out there who offer themselves as SEO experts who may try to lead you into spammy tactics, which puts you at risk with the search engines, or they may not really think through what it will take for you to be successful. And they might not, you might end up wasting your money on it, basically. Spending money on an SEO service and the person wasn't really qualified to help your business succeed. And so having a bit of basic knowledge about SEO yourself will make you less likely to fall into a situation where you end up with the help that you're renting, that you're less likely to end up renting bad help.
Talking with Stone Temple Consulting founder and CEO and co-author of the book, The Art of SEO, Eric Enge, and Consumer Clarity CEO and founder and VP of Strategic Alignment for AMA Cincinnati, Dennis Devlin. You can join us, 513-419-7100. You can email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. Eric, how much do companies spend sometimes to get their names moved up that list?
Well, I mean, for the very large companies, it could be millions of dollars a year. So, you know, that's obviously not your average brand that's spending that, but budgets do run that high. And, of course, it can be quite different for, you know, a small local business. You know, it could be a few hundred dollars a month might be all they can really afford to do anything about it. But it does lead me to a suggestion, which I'll just throw in proactively, which is, you know, if you're a small local business, don't try to beat the major national brand in a broad-based way. Find out what makes you different and focus on that in your SEO efforts, and you're more likely to get a good ROI on it.
And when we talk about search engines, Eric, most people automatically think of Google or Yahoo, but there are actually several, aren't there?
Well, yeah, I mean, there is Bing, of course, also in the United States. Those are really the major ones. There are definitely some smaller players. There's one called DuckDuckGo. And, you know, so that's a bit of a different animal. But if you're thinking about search more broadly, you know, people search in many different ways. You can conduct searches on Facebook. It's not searching the entire web, by the way. It's searching the Facebook ecosystem, but that can actually still be used to generate leads and visibility. People do searches on LinkedIn. They do searches in YouTube. YouTube is actually a very large search engine in its own right. And if you have the ability to tape videos, YouTube is arguably the second largest search engine out there. Showing up for videos in YouTube could be a great way to get visibility and traffic. So, yes, there are many different places that search takes place.
I wanted to ask you about your book, The Art of SEO, which you were a co-author. I'm interested in the use of the word art. Is SEO more an art than science?
So, yeah, this relates to something. I can't remember if you asked about it before. It was Dennis was talking about it before. But the search engine algorithms do change on a regular basis, and they're constantly evolving, partly because of the drive to continually improve quality, as well as to fight off the continued efforts of spammers. So the upshot of all this, and because of that ecosystem, the search engines don't tell you exactly how their algorithms work, and their algorithms are incredibly complex. So now I've got something that's incredibly complex, and it's constantly changing. So it would be a little bit, you know, incorrect to call it a science, right? It's like, oh, I tested these four things and it grew my search traffic by 20%. I'm done. I've done the analysis. The science is over. But the problem is other things are going on. Search engine algorithms might change. Your competitor might change something. So there really is an aspect of art where you have to learn to have a feeling for it and how to continue to evolve in a dynamic marketplace.
Now, Erica, I've heard some critics say that SEO is dead or soon will be dead. So I wonder how you react to that. Why do they say that first off, and what do you think of that whole idea?
Well, the initial reaction is laughter. yeah, sure.
Dennis joined you on that.
Yes, absolutely.
As Dennis knows, you know, it's like we, it's alive and well, and there's a ton going on. It's definitely evolving and changing. There's no question about that. There's so much that to be gained from a smart SEO strategy. So, in fact, let me just illustrate that with a little bit of an example. In the world of SEO, right, if you're ranking high on some search term, someone clicks on that term and they buy something from you, the cost of sales on that is zero, right? Unlike if you pay for a paid search ad or a paid social media ad or in the local newspaper, this is the cost of sales on that. That could be 60% of your margin on the sale. But the cost of sales on something from organic search result is zero. Now, if you are able to do the right things to accomplish high search ranking, it's a very, very profitable endeavor when compared to your other channel opportunities. And so reasons for doing SEO are very, very high. And it still has a very big impact. In fact, Dennis alluded to this earlier. Doing the right keyword research, putting the right content on your pages, which you can think of loosely as creating really robust content that addresses user needs in a complete way, and then promoting your site in a very effective manner. These are all parts of a really high-quality SEO, and they make a big difference.
So what do you think is more important to attracting viewers, SEO or content, or is it a combination of both things?
So content on your pages is necessary because you have to have a page that relates to a need, right? If somebody's interested, as I threw out the phrase desk chairs earlier, and you sell desk chairs, but your website doesn't have a page about desk chairs, then you're not going to get any traffic for desk chairs because the search engine doesn't have anywhere to send them. And the search engine doesn't have any way of knowing that you sell desk chairs. So think of yourself as needing to have a page for each major product or service that you offer, or might even add to that list each potential benefit you bring to the user who uses your products or services. You probably want to have a web page for each one of those. Notice that I use the word major, though. Don't create 10 million pages for every tiny, nuanced little need. Just think of, you know, what are the major needs, products, services, and needs met that your business addresses, and have a web page for each of those. So that kind of speaks both to SEO and content, right? You have to have the web page, so that's creating a page, and you have to have the right content on it. And if you don't do those two things, and you've got no chance. And then if you do those two things, now you have a chance of ranking. So the next thing would be to tell the world about it and make sure that they know that you sell those desk chairs and whatever else you do.
So it sounds like you need to have good content and a good message. Otherwise, you're wasting your time.
That's correct. And which, by the way, that all sounds like marketing the way you might have described it 20 years ago, by the way. What's different that speaks to SEO as a discipline is, good content, a good message, but you also need to understand how to structure your website so the search engines find the good content. So that's the last leg of this conversation in some degree to what makes SEO work. There's some things you need to do with your site structure. And for those listeners who want to go off and do some homework on their own, they should think about how to make their site crawlable. And that just speaks to Crawling is what what we call the process of search engines looking at your site to find out what's there. And we call that crawling. And publishers of websites need to learn to make their sites crawlable so search engines can find the good content and then begin to associate you with, okay, you should rank for this search term.
Can you give an example of a company that really does this whole thing right, that can be a model for others?
Home Depot does a really good job. And if you go to Home Depot, you'll notice that there's really good navigation system where you can find all the major categories of products they offer. And then you click on one of those and you'll see subcategories and you'll start to see products listed. And you can see the products on the pages, on their own pages. And then all of those pages I've talked about, look at each page also and see what they did with the content on those pages. You'll see that they have really done a lot of things with the content on the page. So I'll change to patio furniture, since I know that's something that they're promoting very heavily on Home Depot. So if you go to the patio furniture page, you'll notice that they offer on that page, what are the subcategories of patio furniture? And what are the related categories, sort of parallel categories to the patio furniture? You can see that. And then there's other things they do which make for a really good user experience. They've got good descriptive content. They've got a way to order the products. By the way, something that matters, which people might not normally think about, there's a privacy policy there. There's an About Us page. And maybe that isn't a direct SEO factor, but it matters to a good quality user experience. And they have shipping options. And you know, there's a lot of things going on the page. So it offers a really complete experience.
So it sounds like you can learn a lot by looking at others.
Yes. Look at people who are clearly doing very, very well with it. HomeDepot.com, I just mentioned that. Amazon.com does really well with it. So those are a couple of examples. I'll see if I can think of some others before we're done. But look at the way they structure their pages and their navigational hierarchy and what the effort they go through to make it easy to find things. It's really easy for users to find, and the chances that it's easier for search engines to find is much better too.
Dennis, tell us about the event that's coming up with Eric.
Great. Thank you, Mark. So we're going to be hosting Eric at our Signature Speaker Series event on April 21st. It's at the Cintas Center on the campus of Xavier University. The event takes place from 11:30 to 1:15.
Okay. You can find a link to more information about the event at wvxu.org. And Eric and Dennis, thank you so much for joining me today.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Mark.
Stone Temple Consulting founder and CEO and co-author of the book, The Art of SEO, Eric Enge, and Consumer Clarity CEO and founder and VP of Strategic Alignment for AMA Cincinnati, Dennis Devlin.